All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Fetch Inside the Eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware. Moving right on ahead, coming to us live from, I believe, Florida, usually Florida. Again, writer extraordinaire, been doing this as long as me, probably a few months longer than me, to be honest with you, but just barely. And that is John Kaminsky. And John, a longtime favorite here on the show. Called me. He just sent me a message this morning, like 4:50 in the morning. I was still awake. John, I was still awake at 4:50 in the morning. And I said, wow, John. Yeah, come on, dude. And so, John, thanks for coming on. Thanks for getting in touch. How are you?
Fetch, your music to my ears.
Well, thank you. Thank you, man. Should I put on my radio voice just for you? I'll be like, hey, welcome. No. How are you?
A couple
man?
Of postscripts from your last guest here. There's a great story on Zero Hedge today. Tucker Carlson is talking to a very articulate black man named Vince Everett Ellison, and they're talking about George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose, and Officer Chauvin is doing 40 years in jail for nothing. Mr. Ellison suggests that the glorification of figures like George Floyd represents an insidious strategy to perpetuate a certain stereotype of blacks who are reliant on the system, thereby solidifying a voting base and maintaining a form of socio-political control. He was a great speaker, and it's important to know that about George Floyd, that the cop never killed him. The other thing I wanted to mention about Jody was I have like every Joni Mitchell album ever made, so we're about the same age. And but I would like to talk about something more serious, which you have articulated very well, and it was good to hear you in the first hour. And that is, what you may not know is that a lot of people are predicting that World War III starts tomorrow when one of the aircraft carriers is sunk.
I'll tell you what, before we get into all that, let me just put my view forward so you know the environment you're walking into here. I think that honestly, cooler heads are gonna prevail, but I think, because again, I don't know, but I believe that Israel is in for a rough ride. I don't think that at the superpower level, we're gonna get into too much stuff unless Hezbollah decides, you know what, why are you involved in this? And they do something. I don't think it'll come from the Russians. I don't think it'll come from the Chinese. If it does, it'll come from Hezbollah responding to U.S. intervention. But I think that we may be in for a little rough ride, especially for the shitty little country of Israel. That's where my beliefs are. Now, go ahead and share what you believe is going to happen.
The attack on the aircraft carrier will be blamed on a third party, but it will come from Israel. Because they want to try to reclaim the sympathy of the world, which they have lost.
You know, they really have, man.
Yeah, they really have. And it's like it was interesting to hear Jody talk about England and walking around amongst lots of colored people, because that kind of hasn't happened here, at least not where I live. And what has happened here is like the entire American electorate is in a coma. Where all of these atrocities are being perpetrated against them, notably this 5 million people coming across the southern border, being deployed all over the country with debit cards that give them more money than Social Security receivers like myself in this country, and free room and board, and the choice of location. So it's like all these single muscular men are being deployed all over the country and just awaiting the signal of where they're going to pick up their weapons.
Well, I think the idea of a civil war is gaining hold. You know, even Bannon, who's a heavy, heavy, heavyweight in what's now becoming the dissident movement here, which is still MAGA. MAGA is almost still dissident at this stage because we're not in power per se. But even Bannon is coming out and saying, you know, this looks like civil war. They're bringing in literally an army to declare war on the American people, and it's just going to come from stealth. And the next thing you know, this thing goes hot, and that may go hot before the 2024 election.
It's like the Israelis are in control of both sides of the Uniparty, and Bannon is under the control of the Israelis as well, as is Trump. So this is a whole stratagem being conducted. One of the very ominous things that's happened just in the past couple of days was Sidney Powell copying a plea to producing false information about the 2020 election. And everybody knows she wasn't producing false election, false information at all. She was describing what really happened. But the condition of the American legal system, you can't even really call it that anymore. It's like the Soviet Union all over again, where all these people are being put in jail for being patriots. And Powell's plea and the plea of one of her allies set the stage for Trump being put in jail. And I think that's going to happen because the scales of justice are tilted completely in one direction, which is the Jewish communist direction, which you have so eloquently described in your soliloquy earlier this morning. I really appreciate it.
You know, you're in Florida. Obviously the 2024 election is theoretically now in full swing. And you've got de sanctimonious, as Trump likes to say in Florida. How valid are the two things I see in Florida? Number one, the flyer drops from GDL. How powerful is this and what's happening in Florida from your perspective?
I don't know if the flyer drops are that significant. They're an interesting irritant is about all they are. Florida is completely controlled by the Israelis, and it should be part of Israel. And DeSantis should be running for office in Israel rather than the United States, even though he performed well during the fake COVID epidemic. The situation is that all the big cities were already choked by poor people living in tents on sidewalks. But now that's the situation has been further exacerbated by the insertion of all of these all these aliens who are actually supported better than the poor people in America. So it's like they're in the ascendance. They've taken a lot of the jobs over poor people who need them. And if the fight starts, Americans are going to be pretty much wiped out, I think.
You think those 100 million gun owners is going to be able, they're going to get defeated?
Well, yeah, my buddy Patriot Pat keeps saying that, but I think those people are concentrated. They're certainly not where I live. I mean, I'm surrounded by tourists and retirees, and I don't know how many are packing, but I don't think it's that many. Now, if you get out into the hinterlands, like my friends in Louisiana, yes, there are a lot of gun owners, but they're not organized. I mean, I've seen some feeble attempts at organizing militias on the internet, but as soon as you put there's a Kaminsky rule on the internet, which you may have heard of. You can't put together a group of more than six people without a Jew being among them. And so I think a lot of these groups, like, the militia of Montana went south for that very reason. And all of these militia groups are either infiltrated or they're quickly snuffed out. And I don't really think there's any resistance at all. It's like you can tell by the behavior of the local boards who are totally on board with the federal policies, even though many of them realize that, the legal system, the justice system has been turned upside down. The January 6th situation set the paradigm where outward exhibitions of patriotism are rewarded with jail terms. And unless you get along with Antifa and joining the mob and looting the stores, you're not going to gain favor with the legal system. It's like the epidemic of Soros DAs that has released all these prisoners over and over again, these illegal aliens who come in and commit a murder and get released on their own personal recognizance so they can go kill somebody else. That's the dominant legal situation in the country today, where all these people are still on the loose. And like Jody said, she was afraid to go out at night in England. I think that's the same situation here, where there are all these wanton attacks on defenseless senior citizens that are not prosecuted. And that's a new I call it the law of the land, but it's exactly the opposite. Right? It's just like we've turned into an outlaw-free state, which is exactly what the Jews want, because they want to have such chaos that they can crack down and turn us into a communist country just like Russia and China.
You hear about that 24-year-old girl working for Goldman Sachs or something, put something in Israel, you know, something, a statement out there that now we see why Hitler did what he did and he should have just finished the job type of thing. Did you see that story?
She got fired
from her job.
I couldn't tell you the particulars, but it's a bad situation where ordinary people who are just trying to sustain themselves have been blocked by every handicap. Their businesses have been destroyed, and now we're suffering under the likelihood of CBDCs being implemented. There supposedly is a movement in Congress where there's a bill that has lukewarm support to prevent that from happening, but our Congress is powerless. It's
97 to zero in favor of support for Israel. What the hell is this? Seriously, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You guys can't agree to nothing. You can agree to nothing. But as soon as Israel comes on board, it's like 97 to nothing. Are you guys freaking serious?
The whole Ukraine war has been about enriching the U.S. Congress, where there's so much feedback, a bounce back on that money that supposedly goes to Ukraine, that really goes to drug dealers and flesh dealers and U.S. congressmen.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, you had a spokesperson. Well, let's go international for a little bit, if you don't mind, John. And we had a spokesperson coming out of Ukraine, actually out of Russia. They found some actual documents, Coca-Cola being involved in purchasing body parts, which, of course, they probably put into their drinks, et cetera. What's the position of people in your circle regarding really the criminal nature of our Fortune 100, 200 corporations? People waking up yet, or they're still pretty much brain dead?
Nobody's waking up.
Nobody, huh?
Very
all this
few.
Effort?
I mean, we might hear about them on the internet, and I know a lot of great people who are attuned to a lot of things, but there's no resistance. There's no resistance on a political level whatsoever. I mean, it's like you can't say boo about Israel and you're out of business. Our country is ruled by the philosophy of Nikki Haley, which everything Israel says is right. And the rest of the world is looking at that now and saying, wow, we can't trust the United States. You know, I've been saying for a number of years that the United States is ripe to be taken over in an invasion. But as the rest of the world looks at that, not only do they don't have the muscle to do it, but they can't they don't see any reason to do it because they're just watching the United States destroy itself from within, which is Biden's particular task that he's been given by all of the foreign countries that have bribed him.
Do you really think this is a case where do you think this is a case where Netanyahu is really seeing his goals, put into play, where he said, look, America is a big cow. We're going to keep milking it because America is so big. We can do it. And when it's said and done, it's going to turn into a socialist welfare state that we Jews control. Is that really where this is all headed in a Jewish political scene, I guess, a political agenda?
I believe so. I believe so. But I think there's going to be a violent level to it, which is going to be precipitated by all these people they've imported. Through the jungles of Panama. I saw an interesting map the other day where somebody started out in Mauritania, took a flight to Istanbul, and caught another flight there. And I think this trip cost them $10,000. And from Istanbul, they were flown to Bogota. From Bogota, they were bussed into the Panamanian jungles and picked up on a Jewish bus that took them to the Arizona border, from where they were deployed to various places in the United States for future assignments. And this has happened to 5 million people.
And what do you mean by future assignments? You know what I mean? When you use the term future assignment, that means there's a forward-looking agenda.
I think there is. This didn't happen by accident.
Yeah, too much money at play.
Yeah. And all of these guys have to get $2,200 a month on their debit card. They get free cell phones. They get free lodging, their choice of food, and their choice of I don't know if they have the choice of locations they go to, but they're certainly assigned all over the place. There are all these migrant rapes happening in very rural areas of the country now, and it's like nobody is really safe anywhere.
Wow. Yeah, I know it's gotten very, very bad in America. What do you think of Donald Trump right now with all of his rallies?
He's a great actor. I think he's playing his part very well. I think the Sidney Powell guilty plea indicates that the script that is being played out is going to put him in jail. And he could still win an election from jail if the vote were counted honestly, but of course it isn't, which is exactly the reason he's been put in jail for saying the vote isn't counted honestly. And that's what's going to keep him out of the White House once again.
You know, I saw him in the video yesterday in New York, and you could just see he is so disgusted with all of this. He's just got this scowl on his face and then looks so disgusted by the whole scene. And you know, it's absolutely amazing that here's the president of the United States, former president of the United States, sitting in a docket in a courtroom about something as stupid as this. And it's really happening. It's really happening.
Yeah.
Even Putin is saying, you know, this just shows you how corrupted the entire U.S. system is, because this is pure political targeting. It's clear.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying this is pure targeting.
I saw a great piece by Dmitry Medvedev the other day, which I thought I hadn't posted up here, but I don't see it. Where he's saying exactly what I'm saying, that it's a charade that's going on in America. These people are evil, and they're like destroying their own country willingly. I mean, think of all the things that have happened. I'm still reeling from the situation on Maui, where 2,000 children have turned up missing and nobody's talking about it.
You know, it's so true. You know, it's out of the news cycle so fast. But yes, where are the 2,000 kids? And what's going on in Hawaii? Nobody knows now. The whole story is falling off the radar. I don't know if you saw I saw a video of the children and they were all wearing blue shirts. And I'm like, damn. Somebody says the children are alive because the kids were wearing blue shirts. If you remember the laser doesn't affect blue, and it's like the kids are alive.
Oh, I haven't seen that, and I doubt that happened that way, though. That was such a firestorm that I think they had to be removed before it happened. The only thing I saw was those refrigerated trucks that were left running, so that would indicate dead bodies that were being stored in there.
I didn't see that. I saw an interesting comment the other day about the current state of America and the relationship to Israel. And as you know, we've had an education system that has been LGBTQ, anti-imperialist, anti-white, anti-colonizing, all of this type of stuff. And what I'm being told is that the 25-year-olds, the 22, 23s, 27s, the ones coming out of the universities now, they are actually anti-Israel, working in our State Department, working in various departments. They've been bred into this, or let's say fed into this anti-imperialist narrative. And what Jews didn't calculate was that because Israel is being given a free ride to basically be everything these kids were taught was bad, there's actually a growing number of anti-Israeli people throughout the entire head of state within our entire foreign policy or foreign services. Are you hearing things about that? Do you find that kind of ironic that they program these kids and at the end of it, it's going to come back to haunt them themselves?
Polls have shown that the largest resistance is coming from the youngest a part of the population, which that astounds me because I don't know enough young people, I guess. But I found that Medvedev thing that I wanted to tell you about. This is what he said on October 20th, which was what, yesterday? The United States is leading the world down into the deepest abyss, while recent U.S. government decisions illustrate the serious illness afflicting American society as a whole and its loss of the last shreds of moral restraint, Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev said. The U.S.-led world continues to slide headfirst into the deepest possible abyss. Decisions are being made that clearly show not only how the decision makers are hopelessly afflicted with mental illness, but have also lost the very last shreds of moral restraint. I mean, both substantive high-level decisions and minor decisions, they clearly cry out that American society in its entirety is seriously sick. And this is what he wrote on his Telegram channel, which I don't have, but I wish I did. Now, you and I have both been saying this same thing for more years than we can count. Well, we can count them, but it's in double figures anyway. And both Putin and the Chinese leader have been much saying the same thing. These are normal people talking about a sick society. And the sick society is the United States. And the United States is no longer an independent country. It's a puppet state of the Jewish world monster, of BlackRock and State Street Bank. And what's the other one? Not BlackRock, but Vanguard.
Yeah.
And all of these mega corporations own all of the major corporations. They are the people running the world. Pfizer had been running the world, but Pfizer stock is in the tank now because I think enough people have finally realized that 15 million dead and 2 billion injured maybe has caught the attention of much of the world. One of the things I wanted to point out to you, I pointed out to you before, there it's really schizophrenic in the United States. There's people who listen to the internet, and more than half of them don't listen to the news sites. They're playing games. They're on Facebook or Twitter or whatever they're called now, and looking for either porno or shopping or whatever. But also there are a large number of people who are not on the internet and rely on the mainstream media to get their information. And they can't even be convinced that COVID was a hoax. They can't even be convinced that there's any kind of problem, that the problems in society are just due to the normal fluctuation of the economy. And they don't, above all, because of their conditioning, they don't see any kind of Israeli conspiracy as affecting their lives. And of course, you and I know chapter and verse on that particular situation, and it's extended back for, you know, at least 100 years and probably longer, that we're controlled by a foreign power, and that foreign power has its intent on capturing the world, on destroying the world. Now, I think the situation as it has evolved now is that America is now dependent on the third world rescuing America from its own insanity. And I think that's happening in a lot of places. Maybe BRICS is an indication of that. I'm not sure of the sincerity of BRICS. I think the Jews are involved in that as well. But it's like, I think most of the rest of the world is actually moral, and they're seeing the United States as a totally immoral entity because of its relationship to Israel. And this, I think, is the key to the future. It's the key to human destiny that the United States needs to detach from Israel before it's too late. And it may already be too late.
Do you see what's going on, the events now in Gaza, as being an opportunity for more people to become aware of this need to divorce ourselves? In fact, absolutely divorce, I guess, ourselves from Israel?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Absolutely, they do. I think it started with Saudi Arabia. Not that that's such an admirable society, but the minute they started thumbing their nose at the United States and telling them to go to hell, because actually this started with Trump, when the Saudis killed Khashoggi in that Turkish embassy. And Trump said, well, we can't say anything about the Saudis because we need to get oil from them. That's really when the rest of the world's attitude about the United States went south, because it meant America had no moral base, just like Israel has no moral base. And I think with the Houthis trying to stay alive in Yemen and Libya being destroyed by Barack Obama, I mean, Libya was probably the finest country in the world before America destroyed it. And I think the rest of the world is seeing all this stuff. Now, how China and Russia see these things, I'm not prepared to say. I don't really know, because both countries have been propped up by American corporations for so long. We don't fully realize how substantial those tentacles continue to be. I know I've had people tell me that the United States corporations are still pretty much supporting the Russian economy, and yet the news out of Russia kind of denies that. I don't know which way to go on that. I'm not informed enough to know that. And it's the same with China. I mean, the American economy depends so much on Chinese products. I think if China were to call the Americans bluff and were able to shut off the importation of goods to the United States, I think the United States might just collapse right on the spot.
All right, John, hold that there, because you can hear that. We're going into a break. It's the Fetch, everybody. John Kaminsky, writer extraordinaire, and we're going to be back right on the other side. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's banjo time, and everybody knows what that means. Half hour to go. We're almost through 3 hours of intelligent media for the politically aware. Again, this is the Fetch coming to you live from Riyadh. Today's date is October the 21st, 2023. Joining us is really an old-time friend now. I think I consider him one of my online friends, longtime collaborator, longtime writer. We really, honestly, John, it's John Kaminsky I'm referring to, everybody. John, I was an admirer of yours, seriously. I know you've heard me say it, but I'm going to say it again. I was an admirer of yours all the way back 2003-ish, 2002. You were like the only one mirroring what I thought happened with 9/11. And you were like on your own back then. You were the guy for me. And I remember just every time I would read your stuff saying, damn, this guy's got it. This guy's got it. That was 20 years ago, man. 20 years ago. We've been working kind of off in the shadows, collaborating, spreading this message, and appreciate all the work you've done over the years. Prolific writer. I know you keep writing. So appreciate everything you've done over the years, man. We don't necessarily have to agree all the time, but again, just appreciate all your work, man.
We usually do. Back in that day, I had 7.5 million hits on the internet as long as I used the term Zionist. But the minute I started using the term Jew, everything disappeared and I was banned everywhere. And I think you suffered the same fate in many instances. Yeah.
Not true. I didn't have 7.5. I'd have like 1 million, and then all of a sudden everything is gone.
Yeah. So we're still doing the same thing. We've got a little bit more traction. A lot of people owe us apologies for the way they treated us back then. We don't seem to be getting them. It's like the message has definitely expanded, except for the people who aren't clued into this, all these conspiracy radio programs. And half of these conspiracy radio programs are produced by Israel, who to deflect criticism. When you get into people like Alex Jones and Adam Green and all these other commercial successes who pretend to be exposing what's going on but really aren't, they're helping to cover it up. I've been really harping consistently about what do I hear?
Oh, he added a caller. Just go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's been very frustrating, but it's also been very gratifying, because there have been people who've been with us a long time and they're still with us. And we have to try to stick together and try to make other people believe, because it's almost too late. The situation throughout the world, as Jody pointed out, is disintegrating rapidly. And
John, let's take
pretty soon. there's going to be no alternative to a police state takeover.
You know, it's basically, it seems like it's already there. You know, you see the FBI knocking on people's doors because they're, you know, they were on January 6th. It's like some of the lamest things I've ever seen. Let's just go ahead and take some calls, John. Hopefully we can have a nice thing here. 602 area code. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live with John Kaminsky.
Hi. Hello, gentlemen. I wanted to raise a point because I've heard Mr. Kaminsky many times throughout the year. And my name is Mary from California, by the way. Anyways, he always mentions, you know, Abrahamic religions as being the problem. And let's do a little thought experiment. If tomorrow everyone stopped being Muslim and everyone stopped being Christian, this problem would still exist because these Jews hide behind their religion, and it's not a religion or Abrahamic, you know, religions problem. It's the Jews want to take over the world problem. So it's not an issue of, you know, and then the thing, sometimes I'll hear him say that, you know, the Abrahamic religions that are always fighting, they hate each other. That's also another. Well, let me take this point with that. You know, from our perspective, people on this side, the Christians are too soft. They have become too soft. They've allowed this to happen. So, you know, the whole fighting with each other and they hate each other and they fight with them, they're warring. That's not the case today. So, in fact, Christians need to be more aggressive, stronger about this issue. But like I said, with the thought experiment, if everyone dropped their religion tomorrow, this problem is not Abrahamic. It is still a problem. It doesn't go away, and it has to be addressed. That's what I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you for that. John, what's your comments? Yeah, obviously, it's great to hear from longtime listener. Thank you for the call there. We're going to keep things moving here. She has a point. I think she's got a point. Thank you. She's got a point, John. I mean, we can drop the opera. I understand where you're coming from because I use that line also from time to time. But I think she's right. Yeah. This is something way deeper than Abrahamic.
Yes, it's worth thinking about. There's no question about it. What I see, I guess the kernel of my objection to that is that practically all religions rely on faith in something that can't be proven. And when governments adopt the same principle, it means they're able to keep secrets that they don't have to explain. And I think that's where religion and governments are kind of the same thing. And this enables secrets to be kept and corruption to flourish. And I think it pertains to both religions and government. And I think we could do a lot better in a more straightforward manner rather than cloaking our arguments in these mystical fictions that continue to exacerbate corruption. That's my basic point.
You know, you get onto this eschatology and religious thing. I don't know about you, but when I watch, first of all, Donald Trump should be the president. He won the election, but he's not there. And we see all this freaking happening around us. And this is actually part of his legacy. This is what he left us with. He could have done something to stop it theoretically, but nothing theoretically happened because they talk a lot about the stuff behind the scenes. But I look at Trump and he comes across with too much of a messianic message that MAGA seems to, I don't know, spend too much in adulation. You know, what's your opinion of, I guess, Trump and this idea of this messianic message and MAGA? What's going on with the dynamics between Trump and MAGA? It's a huge movement. What's happening?
Yeah, he's convinced very many people who don't look too seriously at him, especially in his history, that he's a genuine patriot. He says the right things. He talked about putting up a wall. He never got the wall fully up, but we wish we had it now. He's a terrific actor, but the bottom line is he's a friend of Israel. And the bottom line of that is Israel controls the United States by its control of money, which they established in 1913. We don't have a free country because the Jews control all the money and they stack the debt.
You know,
and he supports that. So his performance, while we're thankful he didn't really create any new wars, for the only president ever to do that, at the same time, they named a street after him in Israel, and he's perfectly happy with the Jews running the country the way it is, and that is leading to the death of America.
And the two greatest populist figures in the West were Martin Luther, and he created the Reformation, which arguably was probably the greatest religious movement to come out of Christianity. And then you've got Adolf Hitler and, of course, National Socialism and the populism there. And Trump is, I guess, on a par the next socialist, the major, populist figure. But I think what's going to doom Trump is he just can't deal with the Jewish issue where the other two leaders did.
No, his whole family is Jewish.
Yeah, and I don't see how. The reason why populism rises is because of people's backlash against Jewish policies. That is why we have populism.
That's right. We have to dispense with our relationship with Israel. The world has to dispense with this relationship with Israel because Israel is the enemy of every country on earth through their control of money. They swindle every country on earth with this fiction of dual citizenship, which there is no such thing as dual citizenship. Dual citizenship is treason by definition. And we have the entire government is a government of dual citizens. So it's like we'll never get free of Israel, which means we'll never have freedom in this country. You just have to look at public utterances and all the public forums in the newspapers and on television. You can't say a thing about Israel or your career is over and possibly your life as well. You'll lose your business. You lose your family. And
Are people waking up to this yet? It's so obvious. Are people waking up to this? It's like enough is enough.
I think they are overseas, but the strictures are so tight in the United States, they're not waking up at all. And we can't put too much faith in either Russia or China because those systems have been devised and put into place by Jews.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, they're sovereign nations. They're going to look out for their interests and the best that they see fit. And it's not their job to rescue America, that's for sure. I just want to say Ken is in the studio. Ken, if you really want to get on the air, just there you go, unmuted. Okay, sorry about that, Ken. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live with John Kaminsky. Ken's been waiting since Jody K. So, Ken, I'm sorry we didn't get you on with Jody. So welcome with John Kaminsky. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can.
A little bit faint, but go ahead.
Oh, sure. So, John, just wanted to say I'm a recent new fan. I'm on your email list. So thank you so much for everything you do. I just wanted to make a comment. You guys are probably already
is he speaking?
There.
Yeah, he's speaking.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I can hear you, okay. Ken. You're a little faint. You're a little faint. I don't know if you can get closer to your microphone. Is that possible?
Just a moment.
There you go. Yeah, we need you to kind of get a little bit louder there because it's really faint. Okay, go ahead. It's a little bit better. Go ahead. Try again.
Anyway, I've been doing some extensive research. And I don't know. You guys probably are already aware of this, but I just wanted to, you know, get into the financial aspects of the, you know, the New World Order, which we really know.
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, I'm hearing them fine. It's okay.
More Jewish central banker led, if you will. But I wanted to highlight the fact around the Dodd-Frank Act, which was passed in 2010, which basically...
Do you want to translate for me?
It basically legalizes the power of our bank accounts. So that's one way they're going to get us. You know, Klaus Schwab says you're going to be poor and happy, and that's one of the ways they're going to take the wealth from us. But the other one is a great book that was just written by a gentleman. His name is David Rogers Webb, and he's a Wall Street guy who wrote a book called The Great Taking. And basically, he has spelled out the proof that all tradable investments over the entire world that Americans and everyone that holds these investments everywhere, especially from a U.S. perspective, can legally be seized at the next financial collapse in order to make the central bankers whole and to make us poor and thus dependent on the Jewish state. So my mouth was just completely open, you know, on the floor. There's no such thing as private property for tradable securities such as our stocks, bonds, 401ks. It's all going to be seized.
Okay, Ken, I get it. I'm going to have to translate for you because John couldn't hear you. I don't know why that is. We'll try to debug it after the show. So let me just run with that. Let me try to translate for John, and thanks for the call. There you are, John. Basically, you talk about, I think, the Dodd-Frank Act, but the main thing he was talking about was the idea of the great taking, where basically they're going to try to take everything that is securitable. All the various securities out there, they're going to try to take everything, and that it's legal.
I've read about that. Yeah, I agree with it completely. Yeah. I see a number here.
Okay, John, you're popular. You're getting the calls to roll. And Mr. E, hi. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live with John Kaminsky.
All right. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Long time, dude.
Yeah, I don't call in that much. I occasionally make the cameo, but the reason I don't call in is I find a lot of these programs, not yours, but many of them are censoring views that are at dissenting from the host. So if it interrupts their worldview or the grand illusion that they're living in, they'll cut off the caller, as happened the other day when I called in to speak to John Kaminsky on another network. And I simply was asking John Kaminsky what his sources are for these bold claims that the Catholic Church is a creation of Jews. Would John like to answer that question, please?
Right, John, he's challenging you there.
This is the same guy who called the other day and wanted to debate me about Christianity, right?
I still do. I still enjoy having that debate with you if you would take me up on my challenge.
I don't think we can really do this in another 15 minutes, and you're going to talk over and cast aspersions. But my own particular theory, and it's just a theory, is that the Jews created Christianity. This is very true of the run-up to the Council of Nicaea. It was the Jews who insisted on the corporeality of Jesus. Now there are many people who agree with me on this, but they also were involved in the creation of Islam. And it's my theory that they created Islam as a counterweight to Christianity in order to further their particular philosophy of permanent chaos, which they established in the world today. And we see it playing out in all areas.
All right. I agree with John on point number two, that Jews created Islam, and that is completely documented with sources that I could cite. But he's wrong that the Jews created Christianity. What he's doing is he's not wrong.
Wait. He's not wrong. He said it's a theory.
Dennis, let me finish, please.
All right, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, John Kaminsky is stating because Jews might have been involved with the council because they wanted to manipulate it, that means they created the Christian faith. I mean, really?
Yes.
That's absurd.
Paul and Saul on the road to Damascus decided to, this would be a great way to overthrow the Roman Empire by creating Christianity, which is what he did, and he succeeded.
Where did you get that quack theory from, John?
Saul of Tarsus? Don't you know about Saul of Tarsus becoming Paul?
Dennis,
don't you know that?
Dennis, Saul of Tarsus was struck down by a lightning bolt and had a genuine conversion to the Christian faith, after which he became one of the foremost apostles. Now, John Kaminsky is going to read into that, that Paul the apostle made a false conversion. John, where are your sources for this? Where are you getting
this
from?
He's a Zadokite. He was a Zadokite Jew.
Where are you getting this from, that he intentionally faked it and created the Christian faith? Where are you getting
from
it from?
Many different sources.
Oh, yes. Yeah, from your own mind, from the cauldron of your own mind.
Most recently, John Lamb Lash, and not in his image. It's perfectly clear.
All right, Dennis, let me speak to Dennis for a minute. I'm going to tell you something. I have quite a depth of knowledge on these subjects. I know exactly where Kaminsky's getting this information from. Arachna S. was one of them, real name Murdoch. She was one of the early 1900s that started promoting these falsehoods.
George early Maxwell, 1900s? Is Eric that the 1960s? The early... Eric
Mystery.
John, just stop.
Those are Jewish sources.
Mystery.
I want you to understand something, Dennis. He's citing known Jewish purveyors of disinformation as his source.
You know, these are, to be honest with you, these are issues.
That's all right.
No, listen, John,
Dennis,
Mr.
Dennis.
Hold on.
Dennis, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Mystery, all I can say to this is these are issues I didn't even care about. These are not issues that I am emotionally tied to. To me, it doesn't even matter, frankly. These are just sides, peripheral issues that, frankly, I don't care. John, I really don't care either. These are issues that don't.
Again, want to hear these opinions?
No, they don't. They don't want to hear you.
You're speaking for his listening audience. John,
okay.
How presumptuous of you!
All right, Mystery. I'm not.
To do this.
Yeah, exactly. This forum, this show, is not the forum for that. So what I've done is I've actually potted you down, Mystery, only because these are issues I don't want to discuss on this show. It's not what we're all about. We're going to run out to the – hold on here. I'm going to add another call. Man, John, you just fired up my phones. I'm going to have to bill you for this. Just teasing. You're still potted down because I have to try to clean this mess up now. Mr. E here. Don't worry. I'm trying to get everybody online here, but I got to figure out Skype real fast. Hopefully I didn't kill you guys. I know I didn't. Skype has changed their format. It's not as clean as before. So I'm going to try to take this one here. Nah, that's terrible. There we go. Let's do this. And Mystery, I'm just going to drop it. It's just not that we're dropping because you disagree with me or all that stuff. I don't care. That's not actually the reason why. It's not the forum for this. So I'm going to do this. Okay. And then we're going to bring in number 705, Eric. Good. Hi. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live. Sure.
Hey, Butch, it's Lonnie in Canada. John, how you doing?
Let's walk over there.
Lonnie, I've been thinking about you. Where you been, dude?
Oh, I've been just watching what's going on and preparing for what's unfolding. I want to address your caller here, this guy who obviously is pulling the same move that he pulled Fetcher's show with Dennis, with John. Listen, man, I'm going to make it perfectly clear to you. You're either a Jew, you're a Jew sellout, or you're an absolute idiot Christian. And I got news for you, pal. People like the hardcore warriors.
You're talking
really
nonsense, idiot. You're spewing.
I thought I got rid of this guy. Mystery, please. Hold on. I just had to pot everybody back down.
Because I am not.
I don't give a shit what you have to say. You're a divisive little prick, and you can shove your Jesus lie up your rear end.
You're a know-nothing, and you yourself...
You know nothing about me.
Jews put on this network to spread disinformation.
Asian of the Jews.
He is probably
man, I love the Jews more than probably anyone on earth.
Disinformation on this network.
See, the way you just talk over everybody is exactly what a Jew does.
I'm doing it because you are smearing me, intending to slander me. That's why I'm talking over you. Would you like to provide any facts to back up your argument?
Mm, I'd like to meet you face to face, dude, is what I'd like to do.
Why don't you
anytime, deal with you that way? Because we're not doing this. Please cut this guy off.
You know what? You're all on this.
Dennis, this guy's going from stupid...
No,
now let's hear some facts from this moron.
You know,
this moron's right, again, fact to back up his argument.
I tried.
You have like this inflection.
I don't hear any facts.
You sound so Jewish. It's incredible.
I don't hear any facts being stated.
Again, nobody, you know what? I'll be honest. Time out, guys.
I care about you shutting your freaking mouth. And
yeah, when you hear, listen, I cut everybody down for a second here, because when I hear people throw out this fact stuff, you know what? We're not here to, you know, to support you, whatever facts you're looking for, with all due respect. Who knows what facts you want? And here it is. It's a quick live radio show, and we're supposed to go arguing like it's a legal court. We ain't got time for that. Seriously, we don't have time for that. You know, that's a weak argument, Mystery. Just stop. You know, like, we're supposed to have all this information at the ready just for you. No, come on, dude. We're doing a radio show. You know what I mean? It's a radio show. It's not like some academic argument where we're supposed to have our facts lined up and everything is ready. Shit, we didn't even expect it. We're not even prepared for it. It's not a case where I need to do all that. Now, for the record, I actually tried to remove everybody. And for whatever reason, it just didn't remove it. It's not here, but he's still here. I removed him, but he's still in the call. I don't know why that is. So guys, I'm going to pop this up because I want to keep everybody thing moving here. Try to be a little bit civil. Lonnie, thanks for the call. I'm going to pop you guys back up right now. First of all, Lonnie, go ahead.
And thanks for exposing yourself there, Jew.
They don't know anything. They call them. Don't challenge them. They have no facts to back it up.
Wow, they're still going, everybody. They're still going in the background.
Hey, Dennis,
yeah.
I thought you were supposed to be out there to enlighten people.
You know, first of
all, inside the iLive.
Yeah, and it has nothing
by allowing someone like myself to speak.
Again, I don't do your type of show, dude. I'm not into. I'm not in. Listen, I am no. No, I'm not into your type of. I'm not into doing this Christian stuff to try to side with
the
Christian.
You mean you're not into the truth?
No, again, dude, truth is relative at this stage. I'm not interested in what you have to say in this regard. I'm not doing this type of show. Man, guys, he was actually.
I'm not from California.
I've actually cut the guy off and he's still in the call, man. It's like, that sucks. I can't get rid of the guy. Let's see here, everybody. I just can't get rid of him. He's still going. Why is he still in the call? Freaking Skype, man. He's actually not even here, but he's still here. All right, guys. Well, we are pretty much running out of time. I'm going to pop these guys back up just because I have to. See, they're still going. They're still going. I don't know what to do, dude. I just don't want to. Well, that's sorry about that, John. You have to come back again because the show got taken over. I would have cut him off directly. He's actually out of the call, but he never got disconnected by Skype. So that's the way it goes, and I don't know how to manage all of this. But that is the show. We are now out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Apologize for that. I just couldn't manage it quite the way I wanted to, and that's not really anything on me. But I'll be seeing you next week. Thanks again. Good night.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're
wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. They say they said, Brandy, hey, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the same. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same. It's the same.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Just a few things coming my way this time around. Now thought I'd see.